Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Trundlebed Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder, historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utoff, the host and creator of Trundlebed Tales. Find us around the web under Trundlebed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on iTunes, please leave positive feedback because that helps people find the show. This is the March 2020 Laura Ingalls Wilder update, and just in general, we don't really do callers or anything on this short format version, but just in general, if you want to be part of the show, call in at 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253. Or toll free, 1-877-633-9389. Toll free, 1-877-633-9389. And those numbers are only good while the show is live. You can also stream us at blogtalkradio.com. And if you create a membership there, you can chat during episodes, which is always a lot of fun. And if you want to download us for free to take us with you, we are on iTunes, and the link to that is on my blog or just on iTunes under podcast, search for Trundlebed Tales. And with that, let's get into the episode, which is what's going on in Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom this month. And I'm actually going to talk a little bit about February as well as March, just because I did have one program in February. Now, if you have followed along with me at all, you know I am generally against doing February programs just because I've had to cancel so many. But this one was actually at the college where I work, and I did Iowa Agriculture yesterday, today, and tomorrow for the Sustainability Club there. They have speakers about once a month, and they all look really interesting. If you are in the area during activity hour, which is about 11 to noon, check with the Sustainability Club and see if you can find out when their next speaker is. And I was really, really pleased with this because they had actually asked me, it was like in August or sometime last year, to do this, and I happened to have a presentation called Iowa Agriculture Yesterday and Today and Tomorrow that had actually been one of my 4-H presentations, and I had done it since then and had updated it a little bit, but since the tomorrow of the program was really yesterday now, when it was originally put together, and I hadn't done a lot of updating on the today, tomorrow part. So I have spent some time this fall getting pictures, pulling pictures out of photo albums to expand some of the yesterday a little bit, and to take new, brand new pictures for Iowa Agriculture. So I am really very pleased with where it is right now. I'm going to, there's still a couple pictures that I'm looking for a replacement for, and a couple pictures that I just didn't have that I'm going to see if I can get in the coming year. But if you are looking for a program, now this is not one of my Humanities Iowa approved programs, and I don't mention Laura in the whole thing, but if you want to know a little bit about agriculture and farming from the Iowa tribe through today, I really recommend this program. I mean, it's between the pictures that I was able to get at Living History Farms at the point in time where I was able to get them, plus all my family pictures, because we have been farming in Johnson County, Iowa for 6 generations. And one of the things you have to say about my great-grandfather was that he kind of started a, well, I'm going to go with obsession, with documenting things, with photos. So we probably have more, a lot more photos about how you did things than the normal person from when he was a young man through today. So it's a great program, and if you're looking for a different one, that is sure available. And speaking of replacing pictures and updates, I'm also working on my Long Way Home program, my General Laura program. I did it for Hoover last year, and it is now posted on the web, but I've been doing a major overhaul of that program and getting in new pictures, and I would say about a third of it is brand new now. So don't let the fact that you can watch a version of it online scare you off, because it is a great program and it is ready to go. Now, speaking of other upcoming programs, in March I actually have 2 scheduled. One is one of my one-room school programs, which there are one-room school museums all over the country. If your students or kids have not gotten to do a one-room school tour program, ask at the school. Tell them this is something you're interested in them doing, because if nobody asks them, they're not going to do it, because that's how schools work. But anyway, I'm going to be doing one on March 5th, now that it is not open to the public, because it is a school class, but I like to I like to put it in there as a reminder that this is something that it would be great for them, it'd be great for you to do. And if you have a one-room school and would like to do a program, either a long program like this one or a short one, I also have one-room school programs available to present. And the last one in March is A Long Way Home. That's my General Laura program, and it's going to be in North Liberty. Now, they have arranged for me to do 3 programs in a series, one a month, Life of Laura Ingalls Wilder is what they're calling it. I'm going to be doing A Long Way Home, In the Kitchen with Laura, and an updated version of Following in Laura's Footsteps, which I have just started really redoing, and it had been a while since I did that, and since it's a travel program, I've been having to replace a lot of pictures, and it has been a lot of fun going through that, so I am really looking forward to that one too. So we've been really busy here at Trundlebed Tape, and that's just the programs. Also, a thing I got done over this winter was updating my podcast pages. So there is a link, and there is a description of each podcast. The newest one's on Front. There is a version of that on my blog and a version of that on my website. I'm going to be trying to keep those up. And I don't have any future episodes scheduled right now, though I do plan on doing kind of a longer Travel Times episode this month. And we're sort of seeing how the schedule goes from there. But I'm kind of been hesitating, because there have been lots of years where I was able to do the roundup of what goes on in Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom in December, and then do looking ahead in January, and I had dates, and it was all set up, and it was all ready to go, and that is not what's happening this year. It has been a real struggle to get dates and things out of people. So I am still working on that. And I looked last year and I didn't get it done. I think it might have even been May last year. It was really late. So I'm going to try and do earlier than that, but I'm still hunting for dates. So that is why I haven't done it. And also there's a couple things that I really want to talk about that I haven't gotten permission to talk about, which is always a disappointment when that happens. So I'm still working on it. So check out the podcast list and see if there are any episodes that you have missed. Also, we've been keeping going with the YouTube channel. I have been doing at least once a week, and I've gotten all the way through my Pepin trip. I've started my Mansfield trip, which included a secret location stop, and I actually have two separate videos that aren't going to be really part of the actual main Mansfield flow because it's not Laura at all. I'm going to be doing that in two parts, and the first part of that is going to be a little interruption in the Mansfield things this Friday. So that's continuing to be a thing, so keep an eye out for that. I really try with the video blogs to make you feel like you've come along. Somebody recently just posted a comment and said they felt like they'd come along in my suitcase, and I am so glad because that is exactly what I'm going for, and I think you'll enjoy that if you have not been following me on a regular basis. My YouTube channel is Trundlebed Tales, and be sure to look back and see everything that we've got going on there. I really kick-started it off again about a year ago after I was having, I don't want to say a disagreement because they didn't know I was disagreeing with them, so it really isn't fair to say it's a disagreement, but I'd had some, still have some issues with YouTube. But it's easier to upload things now again, and they don't really care that I'm having an argument with them. So I've started uploading things again. And there's lots of fun stuff to find there. Now, as far as events during March, really about the only one that I can say is that Mansfield is opening up again for the season. They always do in March. Walnut Grove and Smet are open at least in a limited fashion all year. The other home sites close for the winter because there just isn't a lot of visitation. So that's sort of it for events this month, but hopefully we'll be able to get into more events soon. And I also wanted to just give you a few heads up off of my, what I have found in my update for 2020. And I'm going to be kind of quick here. Pepin's event is cutting back to one day this year due to issues with funding and volunteers. I strongly suggest that if you are interested in doing Pepin, you go this year, show a lot of support, spend money. Let's make sure this event keeps going because it is always a great event. Another one that is different this year is Laura Days in Baroque, which is going to be June 27th to 28th, is going to have actress and author Wendy Lou Lee speaking, and she's came out with the Prairie Devotional this last year. She played Grace on the TV show. A lot of times they don't have an actor, so that was different. Mansfield has moved their Wilder Days, so that is really an important thing. It was always the third weekend in September. They were a little maniacal about it. If you'd ask for dates, they'd always say the third weekend in September, but it is not. They have moved it. It is going to be October 9th and October 10th. And they are going to have the full events Friday and Saturday. Highly recommend it. I was there this last year. I may try and go again. Kind of depends how things go this year, but it's a great thing. They also have moved the Children's Literature Festival. They've broken away from the Missouri Cherry Blossom Festival. They're going to have their special children's literature event November 5th and 6th. They're going to have Christmas with Laura December 5th. Malone set all their times. They do not have their full descriptions on their website like they normally do, but they do actually have their dates up for their usual event. And their cultural festival is going to be Scottish this year. They always rotate to have different things different years. This year it's going to be Scottish. Vinton continues to be closed. We still have no idea what they're going to be doing it as we're coming up to close to the two-year mark. It's just sitting there empty, which is sad. They're going to have in Keystone, they're having their big celebration this year for Carrie Ingalls Wilensby's 150th birthday. That's going to be July 25th and 26th, which is not her actual birthday, which is a change for them. Next year, this is the American Printing House for the Blind's year for their Mary Party. It was Lewis Braille this year. Laura Days are back at Old World, Wisconsin. This year, they're going to be September 17th and 18th and 24th to the 26th. Heritage Hill in Green Bay has started again. It is no longer focused solely on Laura, but it's going to be an event very similar to their Laura Ingalls Wilder celebration without the actors on Laura. Genesee's Country Museum will not be having their Wilder Weekend again, but the event they're replacing it with, Novel Weekend, they're going to be doing multiple authors. They don't have a finalist. One of them may be Laura. I'm just about out of time. I'm over out of time. So the other two things that I wanted to mention briefly was that the Hoover Library, Presidential Library event in West Branch this year is going to be William Anderson, the speaker, and they are also having an event for the museum again at the Missouri Cherry Blossom Festival in late April. So there's a lot of stuff going on. I hope to be able to give you more details soon. And until then, remember to brighten the corner where you are. Thank you.